A national poll shows Utah's uninsured rate has not changed since the federal Affordable Care Act required all Americans to have health insurance. This reflects a trend across the country, where states that fully embrace the law's coverage expansion are experiencing a significant drop in the number of uninsured residents. But Utah and other states whose leaders still object to Obamacare are seeing much less change. KUER's Andreas Martin has more.
The Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index found through telephone surveys that Utahns reported no change in their health insurance status since 2013. That comes as a surprise to Jason Stevenson of Utah Health Policy Project.
We certainly had people come into our office who have been uninsured for years or decades or never had insurance, who walked out of our office with private health insurance because of the Affordable Care Act. So we do know we moved the needle. It wasn't reflected in this survey. We think we're somewhere in the margin of error.
The margin of error for the Gallup survey was as high as 3.5 points for states with smaller population sizes, but Stevenson says there's still a clear takeaway from the poll.
I think what this survey shows from states like Arkansas and Kentucky, Colorado, New Mexico, Washington State, that if you do expand coverage, if you do make Medicaid or, you know, private insurance more accessible to more of your state's residents, you will decrease the uninsured rate by a substantial amount.
Topping the list was Arkansas, with a 10% drop in its uninsured rate. The poll showed that on average, the states that expanded Medicaid and set up state exchanges decreased their uninsured rates by 4%. The rest of the states showed an average 2.2% decline. Utah lawmakers have still not decided whether to expand Medicaid and provide more options for the uninsured. Governor Gary Herbert continues to negotiate with the federal government for revised, more flexible terms. Andreas Martin, KUER News.